Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and we are thrilled to have all of you with us here today again with the kinds of topics that we are blessed to be able to share with all of you and have you gain the knowledge that you need to be able to go ahead and help not only yourself, but your loved ones, and your direct family. There is so much going on the planet that it's beautiful to be able to connect with information that is of benefit and of help along the preventive and natural health arena. And we, the Healthy Referral Newspaper, have been moving along for about 24 years. And yes, you heard that correctly. It's been an amazing 24 years filled with, I would say, acquaintances and associates and people who are so very committed, as we are, to helping those in the world know that there is another way of taking care of ourselves. And that way is the natural way, the way that our Creator intended it to be. And with that, one of the wonderful aspects of what we do is that I'm getting a lot of feedback, and I'm wondering if my business partner is able to hear me. Tom, are you online? Okay. We are running into technical difficulties, and one of the things is that we depend on computers, and something has just happened to mine with the information that I had to go by. So I'm not sure what the technological problem is, but I'm going to go ahead and do what we can. So I'm going to ask all of you listeners to hold just one second. All right, listeners, we are working on this, so please bear with us for just one moment. I know that we do have our interviews on hold on the line, so we appreciate your patience. This is kind of what happens when we are depending on the internet. So this just now happened, and I apologize. Actually, his information too. Excuse me. Okay, listen, hold one moment. Okay, listeners, while we're bringing this one part up that we need, we wanted to mention to you that to contact us so that you can, ask questions about things that you're hearing on the show, if you're interested in being on the show, or a part of our Healthy Referral Newspaper, which Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show is brought to you by. The main energy through the years has been the Healthy Referral newspaper, which is our full-size newspaper dedicated totally to preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. And as we know, those two words, positive news, something that you don't hear too much of in today's day and age. And we know that we certainly appreciate being able to share this kind of energy with the public. Most people who are tuning into Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, as well as reading the Healthy Referral newspaper, are people who, I guess we can say, somewhat live out of the box. Some of them don't even realize that there is a box. They don't care to realize there's a box, simply meaning that there is so much valuable information that can help you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And those are the things that we focus on. So if you're interested in participating with us, we would love to hear from you with your questions as well as your ideas and your comments. We are receiving a lot of feedback from those of you who are listening, not only live to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, but also going into the on-demand or archived section of our Blog Talk Radio site. Every day we check in to see the numbers rising for those who are going into the on-demand or archived shows. So as you're hearing the shows live each Friday, immediately afterwards they are archived and available to anyone at any time 24/7. And those are the numbers that are rising wonderfully. And we just, Tom and I, my business partner, it's Tom Katowski, and again, this is Marcia Carnicelli-Miner. We want to thank you for just taking the time out of your busy days to gain some insights and some knowledge. Well, our first interview is with Dr. Lior. And, you know, I could do the last name, but I think as we go along with our interview, I'm going to let him share with you exactly how his beautiful name is pronounced. But Dr. Lior founded what's called That's It Nutrition. I personally, as well as Tom, love that name, and it says it all. As you hear more, you'll realize why. So That's It Nutrition, with the intention of changing the nutritional landscape of this country by putting fruit front and center. And actually having both a medical and business background, Dr. Lior brings an integrated approach, we could call it, to marketing and product development that takes into account both the nutritional and medical realities that can plague our country so often, and an understanding of how business can make a difference. He completed his undergraduate studies at the University of Southern California and received his medical degree from the American University of the Caribbean. Following several years in clinical research in oncology and pharmaceutical development, Dr. Lior pursued a master's in business administration from Pepperdine University, where he focused on entrepreneurship. He is a California native and is a proud husband and father. He founded That's It with the intention of changing the nutritional landscape, as I said earlier. So there are many, many, many wonderful things that are happening, and Tom and I were thrilled to find out about him, to learn what he's doing, and to actually become a little bit more a part of it so that we can help, you know, what he is moving toward as well. Central to the company's mission is the eradication of childhood obesity, as well as the detrimental health ramifications that often result from obesity, including diabetes and cardiovascular disease. And having both a medical and business background, he brings, that integrated approach, as I mentioned a moment ago, to, you know, marketing and product development that takes into account both the nutritional and medical realities. So on the line, we hopefully, with a few little disruptions here as it gets started, we have Dr. Lior. Are you there?
I am. How are you, Marcia?
Oh, I'm doing wonderfully, and like you heard in the beginning, when one no longer just depends on one way of doing a radio show and depends on computers and internet, it's very interesting. But we are thrilled to have had the opportunity to, first of all, you know, just learn about you and what you're doing with the company. And personally have tasted the bars. So we're talking from experience, that's for sure, and we've shared a number of them with people and certain possible clients, as you already know, and they are being very, very well received. So, Dr. Lior, would you pronounce your last name?
Absolutely. It's Lior Lewenstein.
Okay, Lewenstein.
Uh-huh. It's a long okay. one and a difficult one, but
No, it's okay because you're talking to Marcia Carnicelli Minor, so that's okay. I get the same kind of information. So Dr. Lior, what actually, I mean, I know I shared the little bit that I did, and
sure.
What did the where did the bars actually, you know, grow out of the whole idea?
The concept really sprouted from the lack of people eating and getting their daily servings of fruit in for the day. And I did a tremendous amount of market research and found that aside from just, you know, regular fresh fruit, there really wasn't any other products out there that made it convenient for people to be able to get their fruit in for the day. Only approximately a third of the country, both children and adults, actually get their daily servings in. And I thought that those numbers were quite staggering, and it really prompted me to want to do something about it. So, like I said, I did a lot of research. There were no products that were really just fruit-based, without the nuts, without a laundry list of ingredients. And so I developed these bars in order to keep things as simple as possible and really with the intention of getting more people to eat fruit since they're so nutritious. They are really, truly superfoods, and there's no reason why we shouldn't eat more of it. So that was really the genesis of the whole concept. I didn't want to use any preservatives or added sugar, and so we really kept the product down to a minimal with regards to ingredients, at only two ingredients per bar, which is pretty much unheard of in today's day for packaged products. So
therefore the name, that's it.
And hence the name, that's it, exactly. So the name really speaks words to the product, and people really understand that. Once they often look for the nutritional panel and the ingredients on the back, they constantly ask where the ingredients are, and I point to it, and they don't believe it because they're so used to these laundry lists, half of which they can't even pronounce. So I think it's very refreshing for people to actually find a product that only has two ingredients that are real. We don't use purees and concentrates, which have the built-in and added sugar already. And we use real premium fruit without any preservatives, that are completely all natural, no added sugar, just whatever's in the fruit is what you get.
And another thing that we really appreciate is because there are so many more things in today's day and age to be conscious of, such as genetically modified mm-hmm. ingredients. And I know that these are GMO-free as
they
well.
Are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. We really tailored these bars. We specifically chose these four fruit to start with because they are the lowest on the GI index, the glycemic index.
Right.
And therefore, they're really great for the diabetic community, which, you know, rarely has these types of snacks available to them. But also even just for the general public, because it doesn't offer you those sugar spikes that you get with artificial sugars, et cetera. And it really provides a really nice, steady, constant energy. So that was the reason we actually chose those fruit to begin with. And they're gluten-free, they're vegan, raw, kosher, and so they really do hit all the points across the board for, because they're just fruit, so, you know, which is a staple
right.
of every culture, of every demographic, whether you're one or you're 91 years old.
Well, you know, I also appreciated, well, many things in reading and learning more through your site, how you have apple as the base of each of the three flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we understand why that is. But as far as the apples and cherries, the way you have it, reading the power of red.
Yes.
Just the fact of how you're touching on the aspect of color, because do you remember the saying through time that was, when you can fill your plate with an array of colors from the vegetable and produce arena, you know, that's really what you want to do, because
sure.
the creator, you know, created so many beautiful colors that it's amazing just to sit there and eat when you have this array of the rainbow.
Sure, of course, and there's definitely a lot of truth to that. The power of red cherries really really does bring out issues of like anti-inflammatory and antioxidants, and so you can really you know, with certain fruits, certain vegetables, there is a lot of truth to, you know, the color that they have and what nutrients go along with it.
Absolutely. Personally, you know, I've been into and interested in this that we're talking about, you know, for a very long time, and the whole aspect of color, as well as sound, you know, energy, vibration, things like that. So this, it appears to be, and I had given one to my grandson, and he ate it, so he's four, and just realizing that it's a great snack to also just help satisfy between meals is another aspect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids really like it because it really satisfies a sweet craving that they tend to get. And so instead of, you know, providing them with sugared products like candy bars or candy or licorice, you're really able to you know, curb that sweet tooth with fruit. So it's, they enjoy it and it's healthy at the same time. So it really works out great for the kids. You know, we're definitely working with school systems in the USDA to
awesome.
To work on getting it into the school, since it is such a great product for kids, especially through the vending machines, et cetera. And our bars have a 12-month shelf life as well. So that
mm-hmm.
fact allows, you know, the schools to not have to worry about the perishability of fresh fruit. And the fact that, you know, it gets bruised or they need to wash it, cut it up. And so it really provides a much more convenient way for the children to get their fruit, their daily servings of fruit in for the day, which is only one bar for kids.
Right, right. And since, which is a good thing, since fruit, you know, has continued to be a major staple, I guess we could call it, in just about every culture,
yep.
you know, it's great to have people and children realize that, oh, and I know you use the term on your site that's quite good, which is nature's candy.
Uh-huh. No, it's so funny. A lot of people will come up to us and say, you know, there's quite a lot of sugar in your bars. And, you know, the issue with that is that most, you know, when you go and you get fresh fruit, there are no nutritional panels on them. And so people mm-hmm. don't realize that, you know, natural fresh fruit actually has a lot of natural sugars in them. But the point is that they're natural and that they're not artificial.
Exactly.
And so it's, you know, you really have to distinguish those points, because the natural sugars break down a lot easier by the body. And it doesn't have the same ramifications that the artificial sweeteners do.
Well, you know, that I think what's happened to in our world is that people have been led into what I would say is false information.
Yes.
And therefore, you know, they're hearing this, and after hearing it a certain number of times, you know, they begin to think that it is so. For instance, hearing the word fruit connected to the cereal Loops. you know. I mean, so just to have little children go up and think because they see the word fruit in front of, you know, a particular cereal that is good for them, it's very deceiving, very deceiving.
No, it is. You know, as much as our product is as simple as it gets, I mean, you really, you know, you wouldn't think you'd have to educate about fruit. There is that component of education, especially for the young ones, who really we need to distinguish between those types of products and real fruit, you know, which with the health benefits and really try to, you know, separate ourselves from the purees and the concentrates, which, you know, there's a lot of products out there that claim they're 100% fruit. But then when you look at the ingredients, it's all purees and concentrates, and people don't realize that the ingredients themselves have sugar built into it.
Yes.
So that's one of our major campaigns that we're trying to get out there and educate about, and is that, you know, the companies are able to say so because they're not adding the sugar. So it's a little workaround that they're able to get away with. But, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the public doesn't realize the difference between the two.
Right. And as education goes on more and more, in particularly little children, as they're learning and going through school, I was amazed years ago when I was talking to a little child, and I forget how we got on it, but we were talking about where certain foods come from. And it was amazing how so many children, when you ask them, okay, you know, where does, so let's use an example, where do the French fries come from? You know, and they don't even realize that, you know, that is something that originally comes from a potato.
Right.
I mean, something as slight and as simple as that, and that means trouble.
I know, absolutely. And I've actually, I'm affiliated with an organization called Healthy Kids Concept that is doing just that. They're, funny enough, as you mentioned, they're trying to educate kids at the grade school level about food and nutrition based on color, and how different colors they can associate different colors with different types of nutrition and different nutrients. And it's really a great way to, you know, to start at that basic level and allow them to learn the difference, you know, just what certain fruits and vegetables are. You know, a lot of kids don't even, beyond the very, very basic fruits and vegetables, you know, most of them don't even know what, you know, radishes are or those types of vegetables.
Yes.
It's a shame because, you know, those are things that they should be at that level. So.
Absolutely. And also, I remember on the site you were one of the sections that was talking about the old adage that is an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Which, you know, I've always felt is such a powerful statement, a very true statement. And the reason I am figuring that you are using the apple as a base for each of the three bars, along with the cherries, apricot, et cetera, there is so much wonderful fiber, you know, in an apple.
Absolutely.
And yes. And so plus, you know, beside being very high, you know, in dietary fiber, they help, not that they're only to be, of course, eaten for this reason, but for people who the body is trying to balance out and lose extra weight and pounds that should not be on it in the first place. Apples are tremendous to add. You know, in fact, I love, not because of weight, because I don't have to deal with that, but it's probably because I eat lots of apples, because lots of weight loss can happen from including things such as, you know, fresh apples or in whatever other natural form you can get them into your body. So it's very, very true. You know, eat your apple or two or three a day, and if you need to lose weight, that's certainly going to help, and it's certainly going to help keep the doctor away.
There's no question about it. And really, apples are one of those fruits that people, you know, it's a pretty much a basic fruit, but people don't realize the nutritional powerhouse that it really is. And there are tons of articles out there that are starting to come out and trying to reintroduce apple as a superfruit or superfood also because of the level of nutrients that it has. And so it was definitely something that we wanted to include as a base for all our bars because of the nutritional profile.
Exactly. And on your site, too, listeners, there is a section that says nutrition inside. And if you click on each one of the fruits that the bars are made up of, like apples, apricots, cherries, and pears, an example of what Dr. Lior just was talking about, let's take the apple. You know, low in calories, rich in dietary fiber, which helps to decrease cholesterol levels, no saturated fats or cholesterol, wonderful content of vitamin C in your beta carotene, a very good source of your B-complex vitamins. So there you go, you know, with one apple, and then you can check into the apricot. I like how you have this set up. This is really great for people going to your site. So the apricot, again, low in calories, again, rich in dietary fiber, decreasing cholesterol, vitamin A, C, and then you have zeaxanthin, that's how I've always pronounced it, probably pronounced differently, for eye health. Minerals such as potassium, iron, zinc, calcium, and manganese. So that's your apricot. And then we have the cherries, which I just love cherries. Has your melatonin, which helps you sleep better. And if you're dealing with some jet lag, it's something that could help with that. And then again, with the cherries, you also have your minerals, potassium, iron, zinc, copper, and manganese. Now there's also lutein. Lutein? Is it lutein?
Lutein.
Okay. Okay. Also for the eye health, and high in antioxidants. So all you have to do, listeners, is you know go to the site, which is www.thatsitfruit.com. So it's thatsitfruit.com. I was saying that quickly to somebody earlier, and it just got all all mangled together, so that's why I just kind of say it slowly. And Dr. Lior, are you available for people to be in touch with? And if so, is that way through phone or email, or how do you prefer if you do?
I'm definitely available for all types of questions and any comments. You can reach me at info@thatsitfruit.com.
And the one other aspect that I feel is really important because, again, of what so many people are dealing with, whether it's due to obesity, of course, you know, poor diet, et cetera, is the fact that it is diabetic friendly.
Yes.
And, you know, that would be something good to touch on if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to when I was first introducing the bars, I developed the bars with the intent of using the fruit that are lowest on the glycemic index. And that really does talk to the diabetic community and trying to allow for the kids to, you know, eat fruit and get the nutrition of the fruit, but without actually putting on the pounds.
Mm-hmm. So when someone thinks of fruit, our experiences have been very often that they think, well, fruit, you know, I can't have that much of that because I'm diabetic. It's quite interesting, you know, the many times that comment comes up.
Yeah, no, it does come up quite often. And, you know, I think that people they're just told that, you know, there's a certain number of sugars that they're allowed to have, but the doctors maybe don't even go as far as telling them what types of sugars, et cetera. So they just know the number, they cut it off, and that's about it. But it's a little bit more, you know, complex than that. Being that these are natural sugars, the body, like I mentioned before, really does break them down a lot easier than the artificial sugars. And so therefore, you're also getting, you know, there's about 23 or 24 grams of sugar in each of our bars, depending on the fruit. But you're also getting two servings of fruit for that amount. So you know, you're getting one apple and one pear, or one apple and three apricots, or one apple and 10 cherries. So you're getting quite a decent amount of fruit for, you know, for that amount of sugar. And again, it's all natural. So, you know, the point is really to try to get kids to start eating healthier, going back to your point on diabetes and childhood obesity. And we're really trying to target the kids so that, you know, we start young and they don't have to grow up and then try to fight it later on. We're trying to kind of nip it in the bud, if you will.
Right, exactly. So what would be your most powerful message to those that are listening, and with, you know, what you have put together and what your mission is comprised of, you know, what would be the message that you'd like to leave with the listeners?
To be honest, it's just really simple. It's to eat more fruit. That was the whole concept behind these products. Clearly, the statistics show that not enough people are doing it on a daily basis. And I'm hoping that I can provide a much more convenient way for people to be able to do so wherever they are, whether they're traveling or hiking or, you know, exercising. Our That's It bars really do offer, you know, fruit in a convenient bar. Seriously, that's it. It's the message is very clean and simple, and that's just the way that we work.
It's so easy for that name that you chose to come out too in talking about it, because I have found myself several times as, you know, that's it, comes out. What a catchy name.
Thanks. We love it.
Yeah, well, we're excited for you and having the opportunity to, you know, be involved with you is a joy. So thanks for that. And, of course, after the live show that we're doing right now, you can, you know, we'll send you a link, because people go in afterwards to listen to the archived on-demand shows, which this show will then be one of those archived shows that people go in 24/7 to listen to, and we'll make sure that you have the link so you can do some things with it. Okay, one more time, if you would give your email address, and if you have, you know, by phone if you want. If not, that's fine.
We're just going to keep it to the email address, but it's info, at thatsitfruit.com.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk about our bars and to really talk about just nutrition in general and trying to get people to eat more fruit in the country.
Well, thank you. The thanks goes to all the wonderful work that you're doing. And we will talk to you very soon. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. And again, listeners, see, that kind of information is what we mean when we mention that there, you know, is so much available that people are continuing to move along and create and manifest so many good things. So just take the time on a daily basis to educate yourself, and really that is what we are all about. The Healthy Referral Newspaper. We'll just take a moment right now before we go to our next interview to once again say that Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive and natural health and personal growth and positive news. We are a national and international full-size physical newspaper, well as online for the world to read, in addition to, of course, the show you're listening to every Friday, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. This begins at 5:30 to 6:30 every Friday. We appreciate your questions and comments. You can call us at 216-533-2273. You can email us at several emails. One of them could be info@healthyreferral.com. That's info@healthyreferral.com. Or you can email at Marchia, that's MarchiaCM as in Marie, @yahoo.com. And, of course, our website is www.healthyreferral.com. And our next interview is already with us, and it's been with us for a little while, and we're going to move along with that. And again, one of the things that I love about what we do is the many kinds of people who have branched out into many fields of the preventive and natural health system. And Tom and I personally, you know, respect and honor all of these beautiful people, because it is because of them that this planet, you know, has the opportunity to work with, you know, a person's health in a way according to nature, the way that the creative energy meant it to be, not through drugs and cutting up and all of this. So we have the opportunity today to also interview Shayin. I'm going to really try this. Shayin Athman, and homeopathic information is what we are going to share with you in regards to what she has spent many years devoted to, and it all started with her own personal health. Shayin, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It's Shayin.
Shayin.
It has an H. Yeah, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that,
yeah.
You know, I thought it was practicing, but so Shayin.
You know, I get called all sorts. I get Janine, I get Charlene, you know, that's fine, as long as people remember who I am.
Remember who you are, what you're doing on the planet, which is so
that's
wonderful.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So homeopathy, from what I've read and heard about you, basically starting with your personal life, I think is a great place. So homeopathy basically changed your life when you were dealing with asthma. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. I had asthma. I got asthma when I was 21, when I was pregnant, and it continued. And when I was about 35, I started, you know, trying to look at natural things, because I was on a rescue inhaler, I was on a steroid inhaler every winter. I wouldn't be able to go outside in the winter without coughing because the cold air would really get to my lungs. And, you know, it was just miserable. I couldn't do anything active, really. And I know there's so many people that suffer exactly the same way that I was doing. And so I started looking at natural alternatives, and I got one of these sort of combination homeopathy remedies, which has three or four different things in there, and I was taking that, and it would get a little bit better, and then it would get worse again. And a friend of mine was training to be a homeopath at that time, so I really owe it all to her. And she said, well, why don't you actually go and see a homeopath and get it sorted out? So I did. And within a year, I was on nothing, no inhalers, nothing. I had hay fever as well before this. That was all gone. And, you know, my life just expanded. And then my son, who as a child, when he was about 5, had scarlatina. And after that, he got asthma. So I thought, well, I'll send him to a homeopath as well. And so I did, and his story is really the most amazing story, because he, you know, like all little boys, he wanted to be a fireman when he grew up. And, of course, with asthma, there was no way he could do that. But he saw a homeopath as well when he was a teenager. And, again, same thing, within a year, he didn't need any inhalers, and he was not wheezing, nothing. And now he's a fireman. So he actually goes into burning buildings wearing, you know, the oxygen gear and everything, and he's a fireman. And he's so healthy now that he lives in England, I should mention, that last weekend he ran the London Marathon.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
So he really is a very good success story of homeopathy.
Well,
yeah.
We love sharing these kinds of stories and having people like yourself who, you know, are where you are at this point, and from a personal and career standpoint, you know, all of this has happened to you the way that it has. And I mean, we know so many people. I could name right now many who are dealing with whether it's slight touches of asthma, and of course, you know the routine of what the regular medical profession wants to do. And I'm always telling people, you know, you don't need to do that. You know, there are, and they'll say, well, what can I do? And again, we're back to the education, how important it is to provide information and education, which, of course, is, you know, what we've been called to do through these 24 years. So we wanted to say thank you again for following what you felt, first of all, was right for you. And the right information, correct information, came to you to help you, you know, walk down that path and be where you are at this point. So I think it's absolutely marvelous.
Yeah, it's really a case of being open, isn't it, to what's around you and being open to explore and look and not be biased.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the wonderful part, too, is when a person hears about, like, say, yourself, who's, you know, who does the homeopathy now, your background, for them to hear your background gives it such even a stronger base. For instance, you know, you do have a medical background as an occupational therapist and over 20 years experience as a healthcare practitioner in both England and the USA. And, you know, as I remember reading that as the occupational therapist, you know, you've worked with patients of all ages suffering from also mental health problems. So you have quite an extensive background.
I do. And, you know, it's like it's all come together now. With the homeopathy, it really has pulled all these strands of experience together because as a homeopath, what I need to do is really understand a person, not just their physical symptoms, but their emotional and spiritual and mental processes also, because my goal is to find the one remedy that's going to help them to get back into balance. So I really have to have a good understanding of people. And I feel that my background really helped me to get to this place where I can do that now well and have very good success.
And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking of numerous people who are going through my mind that would be really wonderful to connect them with you. And actually, I have one... two people that are close to me that it just came to me that it probably would be very good to initiate her to see you. It's actually one of my daughters. The other one is my little grandson who, he's been dealing with a few things. And what's interesting is with my daughter that I just mentioned, When she was 3 or 4 years old, she went into this coughing. And I was taking her to one pediatrician after another. I haven't said that word for so long, I couldn't get it out.
Foreign word.
That was really interesting. So you know, I took her 3 or 4 times, and all they wanted to do was to give her, you know, antibiotics or something. And finally, I said, you know, this is it. This isn't what I want. And I found out about someone. We were in Southern Ohio. I found out about maybe you even knew him. His name, he's no longer alive, but Dr. David Poland. from Medway, Ohio. He was extraordinary.
No, I don't know him. I've heard of him, but I don't know him. I didn't know him.
I wouldn't be surprised if you did hear of him. Uh-huh. But anyway, my point being that I had taken my daughter to him finally, and again, she was like 3 years old, and she was in his office for 2 minutes, and he listened to her lungs and immediately said, you know, she has a slight touch of asthma, and began to talk about the things to do to build, you know, the immune system, and he I believe he did work with homeopathy as well as I know he was dealing with some things such as this, not that you are or anything like that, because I don't want to be putting plugs in for things that, you know, aren't what you're doing, but it was the standard process. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, basically building her system up for like 2 weeks at a time and then off and then back and so forth. And yes, you know, it really does work. So I feel like there's some weakness in the respiratory or lung arena with some of my family.
Yeah, and these things will go down through the generations, and you know, that does make them a little more difficult to cure, if you like. It's not just like having a cold or anything, and so I do think it's important that people do see a trained homeopath. I wouldn't recommend people try to treat something like asthma or a chronic condition on their own using homeopathic remedies. I think, you know, asthma is still potentially a fatal disease. People do still die from asthma. So it's important that people are properly seen and supported to go through whatever their body needs to do to get back into balance. And just on that note as well, you know, I would never tell somebody to stop taking their inhaler. Usually they would need to go back to the doctor that prescribed that so that they can see that they no longer need it. So, you know, we kind of get rid of the symptoms, and then people would go back to the doctor and they'd say, oh, okay, you can take a holiday from your inhaler or whatever. And I've been on a holiday for years from my inhaler.
thank goodness. That's a wonderful.
So do you
refer to yourself as a doctor of homeopathy, or how? What is the actual?
Well, for one thing, homeopathy isn't licensed in the state of Ohio. The only state it's licensed in is Arizona, bizarrely.
Right.
But I'm also not a physician. I'm, you know, as I've said, an occupational therapist and a homeopath. So my initials are DIHOM, which is a diploma from the Institute of Homeopathy.
I see.
So
okay.
I would refer to myself as a homeopathic consultant.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I specialize in is consulting over chronic conditions and finding, you know, the remedy that is going to be the closest match for that person enable their systems to get back into balance.
So when the are as they're hearing this, what is the best way to reach you, and, you know, where are you located?
Yeah, I have an office in Beechwood, but I also usually once a month work down in West Salem, and I also have a friend who lets me rent a room in their establishment on the west side as needed. So I move around a little bit and try and help people out as much as I can that way, so they don't have too far to travel. And I can also do Skype consultations as well for people further afield. But my main office, my main place of work is in Beechwood, and I have a website. People are welcome to have a look at the website. That gives more information about what homeopathy is and how I work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give your website. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's www.homeopathycleveland.com.
One more time, please.
It's www.homeopathycleveland.com.
Okay. And by phone, what would the number be?
My phone is 216-407-4519.
Okay. And people can, when they go to your website, of course, there's a way that they can email you through that website.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There's a contact page, so they're welcome to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you also have a direct email address that you like to give out, or you prefer
sure,
they just go in?
Sure. No, they can email me.
What
if they contact me through the website, through the contact page, it just comes straight through to the email anyway. So my email address is homeopathyohio@gmail.com.
One more time.
That's homeopathyohio@gmail.com.
And I know that many, many people know how to spell homeopathy, but if you'd be so kind, I mean, I could do that, but
sure.
If you'd be so kind to spell that out, because
it could
be a foreign word to some people.
Right, especially the way I say it. That's probably even more the problem.
No.
So... It's HOMEOPATHY, homeopathy.
Wonderful. And, there's a beautiful mission statement that as I read it, I felt that, because I've read lots of different, oaths and things like this, but this is just very simple and very beautiful. It reads, to embody the Hippocratic Oath, I solemnly pledge myself to consecrate my life to the service of humanity. I will give my teachers the respect and gratitude which is their due. This includes all the patients who are my best teachers. I will practice homeopathy and with conscience and dignity. This is another thing with computer screens. It's interesting to sometimes be looking at one word. The health of my patients will be my first consideration. I will respect the secrets which are confided in me even after the patient has died. I will maintain by all means in my power, the honor and the noble traditions of homeopathic medicine. My colleagues will be my brothers and my sisters. I will not permit consideration of religion, nationality, race, politics, or social standing to intervene between my duty and my patients. I will maintain the utmost respect for human life from its beginning, even under threat, and I will not use my medical knowledge contrary to the laws of humanity. That's so beautifully worded. That's the first time I've read this particular one. So it's
thank you so much for reading that out. That's I hadn't even read that myself for a little while now, and it's
mm-hmm.
just it is wonderful to remember that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the highest ideal.
Yes. And you also have some beautiful testimonials on your website. So, listeners, you'll want to be sure to go to the site. And as she already mentioned to you, it is www.homeopathycleveland.com. That's homeopathycleveland.com. So, Shaheen, with what the listeners, heard today, which is just some very precious information so that they could feel more secure with checking into something that, you know, they aren't necessarily informed about or educated about. But what would you say is the strongest message that you like to represent?
I think the strongest message is that what homeopathy does is stimulates the body to heal itself. And there's no side effects. It's not going to do you any harm, so give it a try.
Uh-huh.
Because it does a lot of good for a lot of people.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's also another website that I wanted to tell people about, which is the National Center for Homeopathy, and they put out a lot of great information for lay people, and they also do free online courses on various topics. They have literature available to lay people on, you know, how to treat common acute conditions in the home. So that really is well worth also looking at. And that's www.nationalcenterforhomeopathy.org.
That's .org, O-R-G?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that second one. I'm definitely going to check that one out as well.
Yeah, and the other thing, if there's time, is I just wanted to also mention that I also run a homeopathy study group, which is an affiliated study group with the National Center for Homeopathy, and that's once a month in Solon at the Mustard Seed and Market.
Wonderful. And
so again, if people want to, you know, learn more for themselves about, you know, treating acute situations in the home, first aid, coughs and colds, cuts, that sort of thing,
right,
using homeopathy, they're very welcome to join us for that.
And the phone number for that, because we're probably going to have the show ended in, right underneath us here for in a moment.
Okay.
So what would the phone number would be?
The number that I gave you for me, and then I'll give them more details. So that's 216-407-4519.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, please make sure to go ahead and make that phone call. And we are coming to the end of our hour, so thank you so much, Shaheen. We will talk to you again very soon. You're welcome, dear. And we'll talk to you very soon. You have a beautiful day.
You too. Lovely to talk to you. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, sweetie. You too.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, and we will see you next Friday, the same time, 5:30 p.m., here on Blog Talk Radio, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. Thank you so much for listening.